Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Steve Zind, filling in for Jane Lindholm. On Monday morning, interim Montreal Mayor Michael Applebaum was arrested on allegations of corruption. And it's not the first time that Montreal has been host to such a political scandal. Just last November, Applebaum's predecessor, Gerald Tremblay, resigned amid similar accusations of corruption. With us to discuss the story right now is Linda Goulet, who's a civic affairs reporter at the Montreal Gazette and has been covering the latest developments. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Well, let's start with the breaking news, which is last night, from what I understand, Interim Mayor Applebaum announced his resignation. Is that correct?
That's correct. He was actually pressured to resign, after all. The Premier of Quebec, the day before, had suggested very strongly that it would be the honorable thing to do, mm-hmm. as another cabinet ministers and members of the opposition at City Hall said the same. So he said he was resigning because he proclaimed his innocence, but he said that he just doesn't have time to be mayor and build his defense. So he has to resign.
He was arrested, as we mentioned, at 6 in the morning at his home by the Montreal Anti-Corruption Agency. What do we know at this point about the allegations against him?
Well, he was arrested. It was actually a permanent anti-corruption squad at the provincial level, and it's composed of police from the provincial level, I think local as well, and then prosecutors and so on. And they scooped him up, as well as two other people, a former city councillor in the same borough where Mr. Applebaum was a borough mayor before becoming city mayor, and a former director of permits in that borough. And what we know is all the charges, there are 23 charges among them, 14 against Mr. Applebaum specifically. They all relate to zoning approvals or municipal approvals for two development projects in that borough, somewhere between 2006 and 2011. And police haven't identified the two projects, but that's trickled out. It wasn't that difficult to extrapolate, actually, in the end. And it relates to bribes. The authorities said tens of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for municipal approvals and support.
Now, this was before Michael Applebaum was interim mayor, correct? So what is alleged to be his role in that scheme?
Well, the allegations, as I said, stem from 2006 to 2011 when he was the borough mayor of one of the largest boroughs, actually the largest borough on the island of Montreal. The city of Montreal is actually divided into 19 boroughs, and this is the largest. It's a West End borough called Côte-des-Neiges, Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. So he was borough mayor as well as city councillor, and he was also the head of the urban planning committee of that borough, which kind of meets privately to discuss zoning requests and so on, and then makes recommendations to the borough council.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was in charge of the borough at the time that these two projects were being passed or approved, and the borough permits person was working at that point. He's since left the city. And the third person who was charged was a city councillor up until 2009.
Now, we mentioned at the beginning, he replaced, on an interim basis, replaced former Mayor Tremblay, who stepped down last year after his own accusations of corruption. So is there a way to characterize the general mood of the people of the city of Montreal toward their government at this point?
Just from following Twitter and seeing, you know, streeters on TV, you know, interviews with people on the street, it just sounds like generalized anger as opposed to apathy. I mean, real anger and people, I think, are fed up. That's the sense I get. Mr. Tremblay, actually, just as a note, wasn't even arrested. I mean, he resigned because there was a whiff of scandal around him, but he was never, he hasn't been arrested or charged with anything. It was alleged by a former party organizer that he was aware of illegal financing kickbacks going to his party, which he denied, but he resigned nevertheless. And so this is far worse.
This is a very different, very different situation then. In terms of a replacement mayor for Montreal, what's the process?
Well, we're going to go through pretty much the same process we did in November. Because we're less than a year before the next election, as we were in November, the next election is scheduled for the first Sunday this November. We don't go to a by-election or the public doesn't get to vote. In other words, the voters, it's city council that gets to choose the next, the replacement who will be in office until November. And the last time I think it took 30 days. This time it's far more accelerated because we are obviously very, very close to the kickoff to the election campaign, which is September. So we'll know actually on June 25th. We just found out this morning that City Council will hold a special council meeting on the 25th to elect amongst its members the new mayor, interim mayor. And some of the candidates are actually coming forward today. So in terms of official, one person so far, I think, has filed his papers. He's with one of the opposition parties called Projet Montréal. Mm-hmm. And he's a borough mayor as well. So he's going to present his candidacy. He's announced that on Twitter, actually. And then we have another councillor who is a borough mayor who was with Mr. Tremblay's party and Mr. Applebaum's party, because Mr. Applebaum hailed from the same party as Mr. Tremblay, quit in November to sit as an independent and run as an independent mayor, interim mayor. But that party's now folded, by the way. So there's someone from that party, that old party, that's going to run. He's going to announce, I think, at 2:30. And there have been calls for the current council speaker to step up to the plate because he's really very well respected by all sides.
Was Michael Applebaum hoping to be full-time mayor before all this happened?
Well, it's funny. He announced in November when he announced he was going to run for as interim mayor and as an independent, he promised to build a coalition. He was going to clean up Montreal, which is kind of ironic. He was going to create a coalition-style government, so to speak, by basically inviting all members of all parties and independents to sit on the executive committee, which is kind of the mayor's cabal that really makes all the decisions. They're the most powerful body at sea that kind of supersedes city council. So he did that. He opened up the executive committee, and he was supposed to, you know, bring back integrity and raise the city's image, and unfortunately, send it this way. But he has his detractors, of course, and he has his supporters.
Is anyone rallying to his side amidst all these allegations?
One councillor who quit the party with him in November said this week that he was very surprised by the allegations. To my knowledge, he's the only person who's spoken up to defend Mr. Applebaum. I mean, the rest, I think, they're not... heaping criticism on him because he is innocent until proven guilty, of course. But I think the generalized feeling at City Hall was that he just, because of the allegations, because of the arrests and the charges against him, it was the right thing for him to do to step aside. But in terms of people, flying to support, we're not really seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Linda Goulet of the Montreal Gazette, really appreciate you bringing us up to date on what's happening in Montreal.
My pleasure.